the God of all grace surround us today as we magnify his name on such a hot day. Everybody must have stayed home. We were afraid the air conditioner wouldn't work today. So good to see everyone in the house of the Lord today as we worship him, as we gather together as his people. It is such a beautiful thing. Let us stand and sing our call to worship today, which is 176 in your hymnal, 176. Praise is 110, 110.
Oh,
Amen. You may be seated. It's so good to see everyone in the house of the Lord today. Looking out amongst the folks that are here today, you made a choice to be in worship, and we're so glad you are. Eva, it's good to see you and your husband. I can't remember his name. Please help me.
Tom.
Tom and Eva with us today. It's so good to see everyone. I know there's a few announcements, probably the biggest announcements. I believe that most things this week are canceled. Is that right, Becky? Bible study Thursday night. So be mindful of that as Pastor Chris is on vacation. Yes, ma'am.
Ladies of the church meet Tuesday night at 6 in the Life Center.
Tuesday night at 6 for the ladies. I know that next Saturday we plan to go to the nursing home as a group. Would you like to give us some more information on that?
Yes, if you want to take the bus with John, he's going to be here to drive the bus. If you want to come to the church and go together, or you can meet at the nursing home at 2 o'clock, and we're going to help them place a bingo and win the prizes and do snacks. And just spend a couple hours of fellowship with them, enrich their day there at the nursing home. And so it's a great opportunity to be Jesus.
Kind of a question. Is it all folks in the village, just both will be playing the bingo, or just one of them?
Just them be playing the bingo.
Ernie, you can play if you want to.
Okay, thank you.
We'll let you play bingo. I hope someone knows how to facilitate bingo. Okay, good, because I'll probably mess it up. This is going to be a great time of fellowship for just a couple of hours that we'll spend with him fellowshipping and playing. Thanks for those that have brought some snacks and gifts to hand out. We really appreciate that. And if you have anything else that you may want to get this week, you can see the list that we had a couple of weeks ago for gifts or snacks. You could always drop them by the office when Becky is here and bring them inside. And so we really appreciate those who have been able to do that or felt led to do that. I'm looking down through here. There's Finance Committee meeting in the church office Monday, tomorrow at 6:30. The ladies will meet Tuesday at 6. And then the nursing home next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Any other announcements? Yes, ma'am.
My car is open if anybody has anything for the Woodruff Soup Kitchen. And if they want to give me money, I'll wait around a few minutes after worship to give them.
Any items for the soup kitchen? The car is parked up front. Judy's here. Yes, ma'am, did you have something else?
2 weeks from today will be fifth Sunday for July, and we'll do a meal after church. I'll send around a sign-up sheet next Sunday.
Okay, so 2 weeks from today. Okay. All right. We always enjoy breaking bread together. Anything, anyone else? Anything, any other announcements? Wonderful. Our hearts are prepared through our call to worship, and what a beautiful opening hymn that we had. We want to begin to prepare our hearts for prayer. As we always do, we approach the Lord with praises and thanksgivings and things upon our lips to give the Lord praise in preparation for our petitions and supplications before Him. Does anyone today have something they would like to share to give God praise today? Yes, we have a lot. Where will I start? Emily in the back. Rain, yes. Praise the Lord for the rain yesterday. Yes. Oh, that was wonderful. Praise the Lord. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
My daddy had his pacemaker put in yesterday. Friday. He came home yesterday. He's doing well.
Wonderful.
The young lady, Stephanie, burnt a barn well that I asked him to pray for last week because she was having an emergency surgery as we were having church. They found her problem. They fixed it, and she's home and doing well. So I pray to her for that.
That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Anyone else to give God praise today? Rain, successful pacemaker, people we've been praying for improving. Praise the Lord. Anyone else has something to share, to a testimony?
I'm thankful that Pastor Chris is on a well-deserved vacation.
Yes. We wish him and his whole family well. I know they always have such a wonderful time together at this time every year. And he says he'll be watching today, so making sure we're behaving ourselves. Anyone else? We give praise to the Lord today. Our prayer concerns, of course, that there's always people upon our hearts, so we're definitely to be praying for Chris and his whole family as they gather to protect them and they enjoy their time off. Continuing to pray for Lois, of course. Continue to pray for Marion, whom I don't see back there today. I hope he's okay today.
He was having a bad morning. He's really stiff this morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear this. So we'll just continue to pray for Marion and Lois as she recovers. Who else is on your heart today? Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Chris and niece, Megan.
Yes.
And pregnancy problems.
Yes, there's Megan and his niece, and her husband, and especially the new life that's springing forth from that. Anyone else that's on your heart today? Yes, ma'am.
Our daughter, Rhonda Scruggs, who grew up in this church, had surgery Friday. And we ran out of her going next week to Knoxville to see her and take her to the doctor. She just took out. So pray for us as we travel next Thursday.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes, sir.
A friend of mine, Mark Wilson, has got stage 4 lung cancer.
Mark Wilkins. Oh my. Yes. Who else is on your heart today? Yes, Eric.
Tim Smith, I work with him. He's having a biopsy on the spinal of his lungs tomorrow. And then Silas has a ask for prayer for his finger as a small cut.
Did y'all lose any teeth this week?
We have another loose
tooth. Another loose tooth. Anyone else? Any prayer concerns? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we allow our hearts and our spirits to calm our just right in your presence today, reminding ourselves the true reason that we're here. For we are all in desperate need of you. And together as the body in unity, there is purpose and power. And so we gather, Lord. Your people, imperfect people, who look to you, who are the author and finisher of all that we truly cling to, believing your word, we give thanks for all that you have done for us over the last few months. We have seen your hand in every turn. And Lord, with this favor that you have bestowed upon us, we pray that you do not, that we do not bring shame to your name, that we truly become the vision that you set forth for us. We give thanks today for all the praises, the folks we've been praying for who have improved or successful procedures. We're thanking you that Chris and Joy have a vacation with their family. Lord, I thank you for every person that's here today. They chose to be here. Lord, we lift up all those that we named today. By name, people were brought forth to you through the mouths of your people. Those who are suffering from cancer or recovering from surgery. Those who may be in pain and discomfort. Those who were traveling. Hear our prayers today. We all beseech your throne of grace, believing that you hear the stirrings and groanings of our heart. And we pray that today will be pleasing to you, that your name will be blessed, that your kingdom would go forth through the body called Warner Grove. Lord, we sit in silence, praising your name and bringing petitions to your throne. You taught us this beautiful model prayer, this intimate prayer. And so we will recite it together with a fervent heart as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Becky, is there someone that is supposed to read today? I failed to ask that question. Is there anyone that would like to read the gospel today? Would you? Wonderful. I do. Let's receive the ushers for our tithe and offering and begin to do that. And you can come up and read that. You can read it straight from the paper if you would like, or from your Bible, whatever you prefer. Thus, as we come forth, we'll receive our offering to the Lord today. Let us pray. Father, we give thanks for all the many blessings you bestow upon us. Lord, truly our thanksgiving and joy is rooted in the fact of who you are. Especially to those who have recognized what you have done in our own life. How you are the great Redeemer. Lord, you ask for a tithe, a portion of all the gifts that you've bestowed upon us. We give it with a giving heart today, with joy. We pray, Lord, that it blesses you. And it only blesses you and advances your kingdom. This body. May your name be praised. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. to read it from your Bible, I mean, but.
Matthew 6, 5 through 13. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place, and your Father, who sees you in secret, will reward you openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Yes.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you. Let us present our offering to the Lord. Children, they have such a wonderful time. You know, I'm at such a disadvantage today because, you know, all the years that I served those three churches, I had to move. The service was 50 minutes. I had to do it because I had to go from one to the other. And so, unfortunately, to my shame, I have this internal clock that just rolling the whole time I'm here, and a lot of times I'm getting a little ahead of myself, or maybe not opening it up to what it should be, because, you know, the reality is doing that Sunday after Sunday is not only cruel to the preacher, it's cruel to the people. There's no room for anything. It's almost like being at a doctor's appointment with no joy, and so I believe I'm actually a little ahead of time. I don't want to get us out too early or somebody will fuss. Just as if we got out too late. And so Ernie had said that he had a poem that he would like to share today. And of course, my clock is telling me, no way, no way, no way. And really, that was wrong, Ernie. But if you'd like to come up and share that, I think we have plenty of time to do it. Would you like to stand up here, or you want to turn around right there?
Down there.
Well, sure. You come right on.
I always make that offer because I always have, you know, a lot of poems committed to memory. This is one I don't think I've ever shared before. It's called The Bitter Cup. As I look back in time, I can see my Lord as he kneels in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his sweat falls as great drops of blood as he prays, Father, let this cup pass from me. And as I look closer, I can see the sins, the abominations that help fill it up, all the murders and lusts and idolatry that are contained within that cup. And as I listen closely, I can hear him say, Father, not my will, but thine. And I wonder, as I gaze in that bitter cup, just how many of those sins are mine. All the sins of the world were in that cup, even sins that are committed today. Is it any wonder then that Jesus prayed, Father, let this cup pass away. But still he loved me enough to drink it down to the last bitter dregs for me. He became as sin so I could be sinless when he gave his life on Calvary.
I'm wondering if we should sing another song. Well, let's see what happens. Alan? You know, there's not too many things more beautiful than reading God's word back to him. You should practice that sometimes. It's something so beautiful. But there's something super special about singing God's word to him. And so we're going to actually sing my sermon text today. And I consider this part of my sermon. So I'd ask out of respect for the Lord that you not clap for me and Alan. We're not up here entertaining you, but if someone wants to stand up and clap and give a shout to the Lord, that would tickle me to death. But I would ask that you would refrain from that, because I believe this is going to be part, whether this is the sermon text. So we're going to attempt, we've played this before. I'm probably not in tune now.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
Let us pray. How beautiful are your words, O Lord. Especially when the righteous kings and prophets teach us how to approach you. The things to say. For you are the righteous judge. That you hear the petitions of your people. Strengthen us in your word today, and may your name be praised. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. As you know, last week, Pastor Chris spoke about where our help comes from. And then the title of his sermon was, When Your Help Comes. As we learned, as we know, our help comes from God. And the when is the Holy Spirit reminding us, comforting us, teaching us, advocating for us through the blood of Jesus. Jesus, who is our advocate, he is our lawyer. And in the power of his Spirit, we are heard by the Most High God, the righteous judge. Like the persistent widow in Luke 18, we have faith. We believe and we expect when we petition for our help. Even though Jesus said today that our Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we ask, our petition for help is of the utmost importance to God. Now, we have model prayers throughout all of Scripture. Jesus teaches us one today. But most importantly, Jesus consistently models our prayers on intimacy and not duty. See, without intimacy, without purpose, without belief, without expectation, and without faith, our prayers can become empty, repetitious words that unfortunately can instill in us that God is a vending machine. That if we say just the right and magic words, all will be well. And I believe that is because sometimes we slip into a trap because our focus is more upon ourselves instead of focusing upon God. But we must get to a place of seeking and beholding God, where there is a definite and conscious approach to God. This is very important. And when we find this place, we need not ask for anything. What a mystery. When we find that definite and conscious in that approach to God and in that special secret place, we need not ask for anything. God already knows what we need. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, is in the secret place. It is an intimate place. It's a life-changing place. Because it is a place that is found in the heart. Psalm 91 begins with, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Dwelling in this secret place, we behold God. We seek Him. Our focus is solely upon God. And when we find ourselves there, God covers us with His feathers, and under His wings we are safe. And we are heard. He sees us in this secret place, this precious place, and He rewards us. Now, King David knew a thing or two about this place. Some of the most beautiful words written in Scripture are glimpses of his heart, for he was a man after God's own heart. In Psalm 5 is just one example. "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. I love this because the word meditation, literally translated in the Hebrew, is groanings. It's as if David is saying, "Listen, O God, consider the things that I have to say, the things that stir my heart, the groaning that are deep within my spirit. Meet me in this secret place. Here you will be found. Here is my petition. Here my petition is heard. Please consider it." "Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray." Here we see the approach to our focus, where our focus is purposely directed, beholding God, focused upon God and not ourselves, and not even the petition itself. So we demonstrate to God that in this secret place, how we view Him. That He is our King, He is our ruler, He is all in all. "My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." In the morning, before our day even begins, It is our preparation for the day because we devote our day to God. There is something special about our prayers in the morning. And I would encourage you as your friend that the morning is the time you should be seeking God. See, it is a time before the world even opens its mouth. It is a time before we are stirred with the struggles and strains and even triumphs of the day. Our day is a mystery. And it sets the stage of our hearts and our focus in fellowship with the Father. Not even knowing what is in store for us for this day. Jesus models this repeatedly by breaking away in the morning to a desolate place to seek and to behold God the Father. Where our prayers are directed and focused upon God, where He sees and hears us in this secret place. And then we look up. We look up in expectation, believing that God has found us in this intimate place. That He has heard the groanings of our heart. And He has prepared us for this day. That His will be done today in our lives here on earth. That His kingdom will come and be revealed to those who are expecting it. That today all provisions that we need will be provided for. That today we will forgive others and we will be forgiven. That He will lead us into the ways of righteousness this day for His name's sake. And that He will protect us from the evil one. See, because we have made a conscious effort, we have sought Him, we have found Him, and all of our trust is manifested in Him this day. In the mornings are a beautiful time with the Lord, and when our focus is completely upon Him and Him alone, our petitions, I truly believe, are heard. You may not even need to speak it. So if we're looking for the where and the when and the how in our petitions today, we should look no further. We will remove the focus from ourselves and we will seek God. We will behold Him. He will find us in this secret place where it is a place of fellowship with God, a place of intimacy, a beautiful place. So let us seek Him today at His altar. Let Him hear the groanings of our hearts. Instead of focusing upon ourselves today, allow the Holy Spirit to work within our lives, to where our sole purpose is focusing upon God. Let us follow the patterns that we are taught by the the righteous kings and prophets, by our Master Jesus himself. For see, the kingdom belongs to him. For it is in his power and not ours. And beloved, it's always for his glory. Even in how we seek. Even in how, the what, when, and how. The what, when, and how. May this stir your hearts today to practice focusing your prayers upon God. And to be bold enough to enter into this secret place with him in fellowship. Because when we do that, I truly do believe that we don't even need to speak of our petition, that God already knows what we need. He knows what our friends need. And sometimes all we have to do is just to hold them to our mind silently in love and allow God to have his perfect will in all situations. The altar is open today. If you would like to come and behold the Lord and be still before the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, may you be blessed. Would you like to come and sing for us?
I'll sit over here today.
Lord,
stand and sing our closing hymn today, which is 397 in your hymnals. We stand and sing today.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.